legislative council meeting for
June 20th.
June 20th, 2017. It is now 1:05 p.m. And Sante, if you could call the roll, please.
Representative Clayman.
Here, online.
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Guttenberg.
Here.
Representative Millett. Representative Ortiz.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Online.
Representative Drummond. Representative Eastman.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Kelly.
Here.
Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Machicki.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Vice Chair Stedman.
Here.
Chair Kito.
Here.
Twelve members, two alternates.
Okay, and with 12 members and two alternates, we do have a quorum to conduct business. First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. The agenda today includes three broad items: ratification of charitable events, contract approvals, and an executive session. Senator Stedman.
I move the Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
Are there any objections to the motion as stated? Seeing and hearing none, the agenda is approved. Second item on our agenda is to ratify three charitable events that were previously sanctioned by the Legislative Council Chair. All organizations have been verified as 501c3 nonprofit organizations. The three charitable events are the 25th Annual Cole Classic Golf Tournament, the Midnight Sun Charity Shoot, and musical fundraiser for the Twin Lakes Playground. Senator Stedman, call for a motion.
I move that Legislative Council ratify the Chair's sanctioning of the following charitable events per AS 24.60.080A2B, 25th Annual Cole Classic Golf Tournament, Midnight Sun Charity Shoot, musical fundraiser for Twin Lakes Playground.
Okay, do any members have any questions about the charitable events we are sanctioning today? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. Those charitable events are ratified. We have two lease renewals for council consideration and approval. These lease renewals are coming up shortly. First one is for the Office of Victims' Rights. Second is for Juno Storage. And Ms. Strong, if you can come forward. Both these renewals exceed $35,000, which exceeds the chair's ability to approve without approval by legislative council. So, Ms. Strong.
For the record, through the chair, my name is Tina Strong, the procurement officer for Legislative Affairs Agency. And the original lease extension for the Office of Victims' Rights between the Legislative Affairs Agency and L92 LLC for office space currently occupied by the OVR was for 5 years, beginning July 1st, 2008, and terminating June 30th, 2013. There were five additional renewals of lease available under the lease extension agreement, each for a one-year period. We have exercised four of the five renewals. Renewal number four expires on June 30th, 2017. Office of Victims' Rights would like to proceed with renewal number five for the period July 1st, 2017 through June 30th, 2018. If Legislative Council approves this renewal number five, there will be no more renewal options available. Next year, we will need to go out to bid for office space or pursue AS 3630083 for an additional lease extension. This lease exceeds $35,000 in one fiscal year. Therefore, Legislative Council's approval is required, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions on the Office of Victims' Rights lease renewal? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Stedman.
I move that Legislative Council approve the lease extension with L92 LLC for the period July 1st, 2017 through July 30th, 2018 in the amount of $54,179.64.
Thank you. Any objections to the motion as stated? Seeing and hearing none, that lease approval, at least lease extension, is approved. Next lease extension.
Okay. The original lease extension agreement between the Legislative Affairs Agency and Goldstein Improvement Company for storage space in Juneau, Alaska was for 5 years beginning July 1st, 2011 and terminating June 30th, 2016. There were five additional renewals of lease available under this lease extension as well, each for a one-year period. We have exercised one of the five renewals. Renewal number one expires on June 30th, 2017. The agency would like to proceed with renewal number two for the period July 1st, 2017 through June 30th, 2018. If Legislative Council approves this renewal number two, this will leave three more renewals of lease available under the agreement. And this lease exceeds $35,000 in one fiscal year, therefore Legislative Council's approval is required. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you tell me what we're storing there?
Each department with the agency has a section down there. I work for supply, so supply, we have the supply room on the ground floor of the Capitol. We have all of our excess supplies and toners down there. All of the save four boxes that the legislators ask us to save, we have a space down there to put all the save four boxes. Accounting has their files, all of their payments. They have a retention of 10 years. They keep 2 years up in the Terry Miller building, but the rest of them are down in the Goldstein building. Ledge Finance has some storage down there. So each department with the agency stores their excess items down there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Strong, have we thought about digitizing that paperwork so that we don't have to have storage?
I do know that there has been talk, and they have been talking about that, but I don't know. I haven't been involved in those discussions, so I'm not sure where they're at in that process.
$35,000 to digitize it all might be...
Well, the
cost-effective than digitizing.
Well, accounting does have just a small portion of the storage down there. I mean, every agency, every department for the agency has a section down there, but we could consolidate a little, and we have been working on consolidating quite a bit of stuff down there.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you tell me the dimensions and how full the storage space is?
It's 4,608 square feet. I went down, I believe, last week, and everything is pretty full. We have no extra room down there.
Mr. Chairman, there's no more follow-up questions. If I could ask to go on a tour of the facility so that we could, is there any prohibition of opening a box to see what people are storing down there to see if it could be digitized?
I would have to check on that, but we can definitely arrange a tour of the space.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments about the storage lease space under Stedman?
Just a quick one. Mr. Chairman, I've got a lot of files and boxes, and they've got a hold of me, and I've got them in one of my offices downstairs to go through and thin out, so I think they're trying to keep track of some of that stuff. Some of us save everything, and if you've been here for over a decade, you get a few boxes. So we're trying to digitize those in our office this summer with our own staff.
Thank you. With all respect, we're spending $35,000, and if we invested that in digitization in some way, it would save in perpetuity $35,000 going forward. That was my point, is if we did an inventory of the types of items that are down there, we might be able to consolidate differently, where if someone's been here for a decade, they might procrastinate on doing that because we have a facility available that we're renting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator McKinnon. As Chair, one of the things that we can look at is the records retention schedule that I don't know that we specify whether or not an item has to be kept in digital format or not, but we can review that and see if there is either an action we can direct the agency to take or whether there's something we can ask Legislative Council to review, and we will work on that over the interim. Representative Ortiz and then Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Strong. along the same lines of Senator McKinnon's questioning, but not necessarily related to documents, is there like equipment and lots of things like that that's being stored, and is there regular analysis as to whether or not this equipment continues to be needed and or could be becoming outdated, those kinds of things? Is that analysis regularly happen?
Representative Ortiz, through the chair. Yes. IT had quite a bit of storage in there, and they're doing their equipment refresh, and they have just went through. They had a box room that was full of boxes, and they went through it just a month ago and got rid of quite a few boxes. So we are trying to consolidate, but supply, we do a large order at the beginning of session to have supplies on hand. We get better pricing if we order more items. So we have a fairly large section down there that has all the excess toners and supplies and stuff that we keep down there. And when we run out in the supply room, we can just go to the Goldstein building and grab those items.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Representative Gettenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's a good idea to start digitizing all of that stuff, but also the tendency is to reproduce everything in the office. If there was a master file of reports and everything that we could all go to besides using the library service online, that would facilitate a lot of efficiencies. If I may, Ms. Strong, the Goldstein Building seems like it is a pretty dense part of town. Is it there because it serves mostly LAA agencies? Is that why it's there? I mean, if you opened up a bid for storage space and somebody out in the valley bid on it where the density might not be as high, it might be a different result. But is it here because it's mostly LAA departments?
Through the chair, Representative Guttenberg, LAA is only in the basement. We only have storage there. There are other state offices in that building. I don't recall off the top of my head, but I believe HNSS has space in there. There's a couple attorneys, I believe, that is in there. But there are offices in the building, and the agency only has storage space in the basement.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm done.
Thank you. Any other questions? Senator Stephen?
Yeah, it was just $3,000 a month. It's just you can rent a house for that. And 4,000 feet. But anyway, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion, Mr. Chairman. I move that Ledge Council approve the lease extension for Goldstein Improvement Company for a period July 1st, 17 through July 30th, 2018, in the amount of $37,688.79.
Are there any objections to the motion as stated? Seeing and hearing none, the Goldstein lease for Juno Storage is approved. Next, we have one final item, executive session. Senator Stedman, can you make the motion?
I move that Ledge Council go into executive session to consider a matter made confidential by the Legislative Council Records Policy under Uniform Rule 22B-23. You want to go through the list?
Yes.
And Mr. Chairman, within that motion, I'd like to room to be cleared except for legislators and Crystal Kinneman, Randy Rivero, Doug Gardner, Santi Lesh, Jessica Geary, Emily Nauman, Steve Dangle, and I'm sure I butchered at least two of the names, but
okay.
We got them close, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. With that, we will take a break to prepare the room for executive
session. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Mr.
Chairman?
Yes. Senator Michiki?
Yeah, there were others on the phone. I just remember when we checked in, so keep that in mind when you clear the phone as well, other than legislators.
Thank you, Senator Michiki. We will do that.